From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, the latest from Tacloban, the devastated city in the Philippines.
But first, the latest numbers being reported on how many people have signed up for health insurance at healthcare.gov are higher than 6, but still much lower than the target. The Washington Post reports that roughly 40,000 people have enrolled despite the site's glitches since October 1st. Sarah Cliff is health policy reporter for the Post. She is with us from Washington. And Sarah, first, tell us more about the latest numbers.
Sure. So I think we have three numbers right now that are worth looking at. There's the 40,000 figure you mentioned. That's people who have signed up through the federal marketplace known as healthcare.gov. States also report that the ones running their own marketplaces, there's 14 of them, and they've enrolled 49,000 people. And last but not least, we know that Medicaid, the program for low-income Americans, has enrolled 440,000 people through the Affordable Care Act. So small enrollment numbers in private insurance, but a pretty big enrollment number in the Medicaid program.
And just put that in perspective for us. What was the goal?
So the White House has never put a goal out there, and this is something they'll be very clear about. There was a memo that did have some projections, and it projected about 500,000 people would enroll in month one. One thing that hasn't been made totally clear is whether that projection includes Medicaid or not, and that obviously is a big deal. If you include the Medicaid numbers, the signups look much bigger than if you just look at private insurance.
In fact, based on what you just said, we'd be there. We'd be at that 500,000 essentially.
Yes, we would actually be slightly beating that. But if it's just private insurance, we're only 20% of the way there.
Is the administration confirming these numbers?
They are not. And they have said they will release enrollment numbers sometime this week. So we are expecting those in the next few days. But they are not confirming this number that we've reported.
Now, we're also hearing that insurers are saying that people who have enrolled so far via healthcare.gov are older than expected. And of course, the big thing here was that it had to be young, healthy people in order for the system to work.
Yes, you know, there are some initial reports of that. One thing I will add is when we look at the data from Massachusetts, you did see higher enrollment among sicker people at the start. And then right before the mandate started, a big spike of young, healthy people. So obviously, insurance companies would love it if everyone who showed up on day one was 25 and had no pre-existing conditions. But we'll have to watch over the 6-month open enrollment period who else signs up.
What about the story that is in the New York Times today about some of the ways that health insurers are trying to go around all the glitches that have happened with healthcare.gov? And there's the story in the Times that says that they are lobbying to be able to enroll people directly. Is that something that's possible?
That's a question that a lot of insurers are asking right now. They definitely can enroll people directly into their products. That's something they've done before the Affordable Care Act and can continue. The tricky part is figuring out how much financial help some people get. People who earn less than a certain amount qualify for subsidies, and that's something that you need tax data to know how much someone earns. The federal government has the IRS. The insurance companies do not. So the question is, what role can insurance companies play for people who need financial help?
So if you went straight to the insurer rather than going to healthcare.gov, you're saying you might not be able to figure out if you get the subsidies that you might be able to get based on your income at healthcare.gov.
Right. And that's something insurance companies are wondering. Could we give them an estimate that the federal government could later check? And we don't have an answer to that question quite yet.
What is the latest on when the site is going to be fully repaired and functioning properly?
The federal government has promised repeatedly that by the end of this month, by November 30th, that the vast majority of users should have a smooth experience. Now, they haven't given a definition of vast majority, and what counts as smooth, we don't quite know. But they keep talking about the end of this month as really the time that they want this to be done, and that they believe, as Jeff Zients, who's running this project at HHS, says, he believes it will be done by then.
All right. I want to ask you about another aspect of this issue that many people have been following, which is whether people can keep the plans that they currently have. President Obama had, as we've heard over and over again, promised that people could keep their plans if they like them. Of course, many people have been told that their insurer is going to drop the current plan because it doesn't meet the standards under the Affordable Care Act. I want to listen to what former President Bill Clinton said in an interview with Aussie.com. He now says that because of this, perhaps the law should be changed. Let's listen.
I personally believe, even if it takes a change in the law, the president should honor the commitment the federal government made to those people and let them keep what they got.
And sounds like they've got a nice soundtrack for Bill Clinton there. But Sarah Cliff, what about that? Is there a possibility that the law would be changed?
The White House has said they're looking at an administrative fix for these people. But I think from the health policy experts I've talked to, this is something that would have to move through Congress, because these plans were required to meet certain standards in the Affordable Care Act. You would have to go back and revise those standards if you wanted to. And these cancellation notices, it's definitely an issue on the White House's mind. They've said that they're looking at ways to help people in this situation, but we don't have anything that's a clear outline of what exactly the White House would like to do here.
But you're in Washington politically. If President Clinton is coming out and saying they should change the law, can the Obama administration be on the opposite side of the fence of President Clinton?
It makes it a lot harder. I think, you know, this afternoon, the White House, I'm sure, is looking much more seriously at changing things than before this interview with President Clinton happened. So definitely when you have the former president saying this should be changed, that certainly puts some weight behind finding the fix that they were already looking for.
Well, Sarah Cliff, health policy reporter at The Washington Post, thank you so much for clearing that all up for us. And we'll talk to you next time.
Of course.